The all-new season of Futurama is streaming on Hulu.
That's great,
but I have to warn you, it's completely brilliant.
The interplanetary hit is back.
The very survival of Earth is at stake.
Is everybody okay? Is anybody hurt?
Nobody's okay. Everybody's hurt.
Watch the all-new season of Futurama.
That's the best damn show I ever saw.
New episodes Mondays, streaming only on Hulu.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/pod.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
All right, folks. Oh, God. Look at my hair. Welcome to Pickaxe and Roll, brought to you by our good friends over on Bet Online and Number 38. I am your host, Ryan Blackburn, at NBA Blackburn on Twitter, part of the Mile High Sports Podcast Network, and I am here to discuss Summer League. We'll get into all of that in just a little bit. Excited to be able to chat with everybody. On this Thursday night, the Nuggets are gearing up. They're getting ready to go. Everybody's pumped. Looking forward to being able to talk about it for sure. I'm your host. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hit that like button. Hit that subscribe button if you are new. Really appreciate everybody for stopping by. This is a, like Cedric says, that corner empty sponsorship. It is, I try to make a joke out of it because like it's just fun. Cedric also says Liv's Moods also isn't going to go to Vegas, sadly. I actually met Liv on, was it Wednesday or Tuesday? It's one of the days. All of them kind of blend together, but I met Liv. She's very nice, good person, clearly just in it for the grind and very excited to hopefully get to know her going forward. And maybe we could do some collaborations. I met her just a couple days ago, so. Good content. Good content with Guerrilla Sports for sure. All right. Before I get into all of the excess stuff, I got to pay some bills. This podcast, as you know, it's brought to you by our good friends over at BetOnline, your number one source for all of your sports betting needs this season, from baseball, golf, soccer, right on over to the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads. When the game's over, head on over to the online casino. Get in on a game of blackjack, poker, or unwind with some slots. Head on over to the website today. Use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% off welcome bonus on a up to $250 deposit. Bet online, the game starts here. All right. Thank you, everybody, once again for stopping by. Before we get into the Summer League stuff, let's chat. Oh, and also want to give one more shout out. As some talking about people that I just met Grace Jean over the course of these last couple of days. I met her yesterday. We had lunch. She's very awesome. She was just on the DNVR pod. She'll be on the show here relatively soon. Grace is doing great work. Make sure to go follow her. I think it's at AaronBurr27. I want to say but she's a rising star in this industry for sure. Doing great stuff. All right, let's get down to it. But I did tease something over on Twitter. Want to be able to share it now. There was a report, a rumor. I'm not sure about the legitimacy of the source, but might as well talk about it. The Nuggets have 13 roster spots currently locked up, and it was reported that DeAndre Jordan would be the 14th. He has not been officially signed yet, and I thought that was curious because the Nuggets just, like, legitimately just signed Vlatko. They signed Daron Holmes. Obviously, you and I are very familiar with the Jamal Murray extension being a thing. That has not been decided yet. That'll be hopefully getting done when he gets back after the Olympics. But I'm thinking about a couple of different things and a couple of different rumors and trying to figure out, okay, why is DeAndre not officially signed yet? Like, there was Woj who reported that. So, like, you would think, okay, Woj is pretty on top of his stuff. And the Nuggets just haven't made it official yet. I don't have any reason to believe that it wouldn't be made official here at some point. But with the Jamal stuff and with everything that's kind of going on, I wonder if there is at least a possibility that the Nuggets haven't signed him yet on purpose. And if they're trying to leave open two roster spots instead of one for a reason, coincides maybe with this Gary Trent Jr. rumor. Came from somebody who, I don't know whether they are legitimate or not, but growing belief that free agent Gary Trent Jr. would consider a below market 1-year deal to re-raise his value this season, that comes from Jake Weinbach. Look, that may or may not be true. If it is true, then the Nuggets would certainly benefit from having a guy who is a natural shooting guard, who could be a vet minimum target, take a 1-year deal, and then do the Bruce Brown thing and re-raise his money options in free agency by contributing to a contender. That to me seems pretty reasonable, if that's what he wanted. His agency is clutch. He has been KCP's agency is clutch. I tend to think that in those situations, Denver's probably not going to get much of a benefit from clutch and anybody that's sort of represented by them. So I wouldn't take this with a grain of salt. Like, I take it with an extra grain of salt and don't really expect anything like this to possibly happen. But it does sound like he's not going back to Toronto. So if there's not a team that has cap space like Detroit or Charlotte's out of cap space, I know that Washington, I don't know if they want him in-house. If they don't want that, then the money dries up pretty quickly. So maybe there's a possibility that he would come to Denver. I wouldn't really expect that. I wouldn't be holding on to that. But it is kind of odd that Denver has not re-signed DJ yet when they just did the Vlatko deal. They haven't made the Dario Saric deal official as well. So I don't know. That one will get done. There's no way that they would go back on that one. But I don't know. Something to think about. Just an extra detail. As for the Russell Westbrook stuff, I would be a little bit hesitant as to when that comes out, because Russ at this point is, like, it's entirely in the Clippers court. Heard it on other shows. It rings true for sure. The Clippers, there's zero reason for them to do the Nuggets any favors. There's zero reason for them to try to facilitate things for the Nuggets to get better. And I don't think that they're going to. Whether they have a good relationship with Russ or not, I think that they've just got to do what's right for their business. They're not going to eat salary in order for Russ to sort of have the best of both worlds, where he gets cut by the Clippers and then makes the vet minimum for Denver, where he would get about $3.5, $3.6 million, somewhere around there. And then he gets $4 million with the Clippers in that case. So he makes double the money. I don't think that that's exactly what is going to happen. I think that the Nuggets are going to have to acquire him via trade. Or, like, they'll have to wait for the Clippers to get some sort, or, like, to figure something out where they trade him somewhere else and then somebody else eats that salary. So, we'll find out. We will find out for sure. But, again, story kind of changes for Denver's offseason if, because the Dario Saric thing, the Russell Westbrook thing, it was pretty clear early on that that's the direction that they were going to go. You add in somebody like Gary Trent Jr. to that, and then you've basically turned KCP and Justin Holiday and a couple of other guys off the bench into, oh, and Reggie Jackson, into Russell Westbrook, Gary Trent Jr., and Dario Saric, as well as drafting Daron Holmes. That'll be interesting. That'll be interesting for sure. It's not, like, necessary, but Trent is one of those guys that perhaps a change of scenery would do him really well. But again, as I mentioned before, not necessarily waiting for that to happen. Okay. I'm actually going to go to the last little bit there first. What's at stake for the Nuggets in Summer League? We'll do that really quickly. And then second segment, we'll talk about Julian Strother, Jalen Pickett. Third segment, we'll talk about the front court logjam and what to expect there. What's at stake for the Nuggets? Whenever you talk about something like that and you try to apply stakes for an exhibition game, something like that, it's not, it's like you got to take it with a grain of salt, of course. But for the Nuggets, I would say that there are reasonable stakes here, especially if, let's say, you don't get Gary Trent Jr. Let's say you just signed DeAndre Jordan, and then Julian Strother is immediately elevated into an expectation of playing time, almost a likelihood of playing time at that point. I think that Julian can play. I think that he can. I think that the expectation is going to be there for him to be good immediately, or at least capable immediately, and I think that he can do that. I don't see any reason why he can't. He showed some good things, and I think one of the things that the Nuggets need is somebody that they could trust to absorb some usage with the bench. Now, if Russell Westbrook is there, he'll absorb some usage. There ain't no doubt about that. And then Murray will stagger at times, Porter will stagger at times. Maybe even Gordon would stagger at times. I would actually prefer that if I were the Nuggets, trying to come up with ways to get Aaron Gordon into better positions where he is staggering, and then maybe he doesn't have to close halves or close games at some points. But I think that Julian, in particular, and we'll talk about this a little bit more in the second segment, I think that he, Jalen, Daron Holmes, and I guess to a lesser extent Hunter Tyson, there is an expectation that Denver needs to hit. They need something to come from this non, like, this group of guys that did not play last year. They need somebody to pop. And if that's the case, then you got to start somewhere. You got to find a reason to believe in those guys. And one of the reasons is you play in Summer League, you see somebody play really well, and then, hey, lo and behold, things start to work out. Things start to pop a little bit. I could see Julian Strother having a 25-piece. I could see Hunter Tyson having another 25-piece like he did this last Summer League. I could see Daron Holmes going beast mode and going like 20, 10, and 5 blocks. Something like that. I could see Jalen Pickett getting a triple-double. And if these guys are able to show on a consistent basis, and the Nuggets are able to show that those guys are ready, I think it validates the plan that Calvin Booth has put forth, at least in some way, shape, or form. Obviously, the validation really has to start coming in the regular season and then into the playoffs, because that's when it really starts to matter. But again, it's got to start somewhere. And I think Malone in particular, he has to see a reason to play some of those guys. He has to see tangible reasons, tangible growth, things that the rest of the NBA would also be like, oh yeah, that makes sense. I get it. I remember Monte Morris after the Nuggets drafted him in the 2017 draft. Didn't play at all that year. 2017-18. 2018-19, mixed in with Isaiah Thomas kind of screwing things up a little bit. Monte Morris was one of the better backup point guards in the entire NBA immediately once he got on the court. I'm not saying that Jalen Pickett can do that, but I wouldn't rule it out, right? Like, sometimes you just don't play, and Malone, for all the great qualities that he has, he needs you to prove it to him over and over and over again, and Jalen just did not get that opportunity. So, I think that there is a reason to believe in those guys. I think that there's a reason to think that Julian Strother and Jalen Pickett in particular can play a little bit more than I think people were expecting initially. And this is the stomping ground for when that really has to start. Circumstances don't mean anything in this situation. Yeah, Summer League's kind of a mess. It's an exhibition game. Jalen Pickett's 25. Julian Strother's a gun. Like, he can absolutely go for a big number. And Jalen Pickett's going to have the ball in his hands a lot more than he did last year when he was sharing the floor with Colin Gillespie for half the time. So, I think this will be a great opportunity for both of those guys. And if they flop, ooh, that's going to be tough. That is going to be a tough situation for sure. So, we will see. We will see. I'm looking forward to watching it. When we come back, we're going to start talking about, or continue to talk about Julian and Jalen Pickett a little bit more. And then third segment, we're going to go over this front court logjam. And I also touched on some of the other players that are on this Nuggets Summer League roster. Should be fun. Appreciate everybody for stopping by. If you want to also support Mile High Sports and Denver Stiffs, head on over to Number 38, our headlining venue for all of our watch parties and everything that we do. Number 38 is a great sponsor for Mile High Sports, and they've got a great venue in the Rhino area where you can get a whole bunch of drinks, a whole bunch of food, pizza, brunch, fried chicken, beers on tap, wine, you name it, they got it. Head on over there. Have a party, inside, outside, don't matter. Make sure to go check it out and let them know that you came from us here at Mile High Sports. We'll be right back on Pickaxe and Roll.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The all-new season of Futurama is streaming on Hulu.
That's great, but I have to warn you, it's completely brilliant.
The interplanetary hit is back,
The very survival of Earth is at stake.
Is everybody okay? Is anybody hurt?
Nobody's okay. Everybody's hurt.
Watch the all-new season of Futurama. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's the best damn show I ever saw.
New episodes Mondays, streaming only on Hulu.
All right, we're back. Pickaxe and Roll, Ryan Blackburn here. Man, my hair is really bad. Thank you so much for tuning into the show, everyone. Unfortunately, I will not be in Summer League. I know the DNVR crew is going down there, so make sure to go check out all their stuff. I know that Bennett Durando is also going down there, so make sure to go check out his stuff as well. Not sure about anybody else, but I do think that there will be some good content. And it should be fun to see some of these guys play in, I think, a more strong situation. Because Julian Strother played, 500, 600 minutes this last year. Jalen Pickett played, 100. Hunter Tyson played, 50. Daron Holmes is the first-round pick who everybody, including me, is excited about. I am very interested to see how those guys handle it. I'm also interested to see how Trey Alexander and PJ Hall continue to handle their stuff as well. I'm confused why Ray Charles has been so prevalent in the chat so far today, but is what it is. I'm going to guess a blind joke was made there at some point. Thanks, guys. All right, let's talk about Julian Strother, Jalen Pickett specifically. What I want to see, actually, you know what, before that, let's get into the actual schedule. I went to milehighsports.com today. I wrote a little bit of a preview, kind of mixed in with some stuff on specific guys, what I'm specifically looking for. The Nuggets are going to play Friday, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday. So listening to this on Thursday, July 11th, they'll play Friday versus the Clippers. Sunday, July 14th versus the Toronto Raptors. July 16th on Tuesday, they'll play versus Charlotte. And July 18th, they will play, that's on that Thursday, against the Indiana Pacers. A couple of those games are on NBA TV. A couple of those games are on ESPN2. But I think all of them are being broadcast by Altitude. So if you've got any of those channels, you should be okay to be able to watch these games. Most of them are, the first two are in the evening, second two are more in the late afternoon, or last one, or fourth is in the early afternoon. And then that fifth one to be determined depending on where Denver finishes. But it'll be interesting to see what Denver does. And the actual roster itself, built from four guys that are on the roster already. You've got Jalen Pickett, Hunter Tyson, Julian Strother, Daron Holmes, and then 5 and 6, Trey Alexander and PJ Hall. Those are the two-way contract guys that I'm very excited to watch. Trey Alexander's been making a nice little impression for sure. And then I got to watch PJ Hall at yesterday's scrimmage. He looked good. He's short. He's unathletic. He's not necessarily an awesome rim protector or anything like that. But he is a nice offensive big who can do a variety of different things. And I think Nuggets fans are going to be happy to watch him for a little bit for sure. And I think it'll actually help. I think it'll help Denver Summer League team for sure. Going to be fun. Going to be interesting to see what those guys provide. But Trey Alexander, I think, is going to get some opportunities for sure. I think he's going to come off the bench initially. You got the four rostered guys and then PJ Hall at center. Daron Holmes will play power forward as kind of that roaming Jaren Jackson Jr. kind of rim protector, but we'll see what he looks like in that situation. I'm curious to see how it plans out. But specifically going back to now Julian Strother and Jalen Pickett, those guys, I think, and Daron Holmes will get an opportunity for playing time too, but you just can't expect much from a rookie. Julian Strother and Jalen Pickett are the two that I've got my eyes on, because for Julian, right now, the only other shooting guard on the roster is Christian Brown. And Christian is unproven in terms of what he's going to be doing as a starter. Now, he'll have his moments for sure. And, like, I think Denver's starting unit with him at the two and then Murray, Porter, Gordon, Jokic, it's going to be a great lineup because the other four guys are great and they fit extremely well together. Christian's going to have to figure out how to accompany that reasonably well. He's going to have to develop. He's going to have to play better. I think he will be better next season. I think he's going to take a little bit of a leap. I don't expect him to stagnate. I expect him to get better. And that's an exciting thing. You always want your young guys to continue to get better and improve. For Christian, I'm not sure what his actual ceiling is. Like, he's not operating with this super high skill level or anything like that. But because of that, Denver can look for ceiling in some other ways. Actually, we'll just go back to this now. TTU in the comments says, Ryan, the account Bucket Access, said the Nuggets are front runners for Gary Trent Jr. Is that true? It has 30,000 views. Covered that at the beginning of this podcast from a different kind of sketchy source account. Denver is giving their taxpayer MLE to Dario Saric. They are not giving it to Gary Trent Jr. At least that's what's been made clear by the reporting earlier. If he wants to come for the minimum, fine. I don't expect him to. I also, like I said at the beginning, I don't expect the clutch thing to, like, he's not going to want to be here because I don't think that Denver, actually, if he's taking a minimum, he knows what the deal is. So, is what it is. But I don't expect Gary Trent Jr. to be here. But, I mean, again, another shooting guard, and you factor that into Christian Brown and Julian Strother. And it is an interesting dynamic that's going on here. So, something that Michael Malone said, to the effect of Julian Strother playing kind of a point guard-y role, I think that was a little bit kind of forward. I don't necessarily think that Julian can handle that. Now, he did have some moments in his rookie season where he could run the DHO, run the pick and roll, especially when it was with Jokic, set the table for him, make it make sense. And when he is not, like, gunning the entire time and he's slowed down a little bit, I think he can make those reads. I think he can make some passes. I'm not expecting him to be like a point guard, but he can make pick and roll and DHO reads and kind of driving closeouts and driving and dishing. There are some things that he can do for sure. Do I expect him to actually, like, play point guard? No. However, if for whatever reason the Nuggets decide, you know what, we're going to put the ball in Julian Strother's hands and have him initiate for this entire game, whether it's game one, game two, game three, game four, game five, whatever, there is a possibility that that makes some sense for Denver. One of the things that I come back to when watching guys and trying to think about Las Vegas development, the Memphis Grizzlies used this as an opportunity for Desmond Bane to work on his point guard skills. He just ran point for the entire summer league in his, was it his second year or his third year? It was one of those two. I think it was his second year. And because they knew, like, look, you're a good shooting guard. You can make off-screen catch and shoot jumpers. You can spot up. You can defend. You can read the floor. But what you can't do is actually run pick and roll, actually be a secondary creator. So we're going to help you develop that. And that was a great opportunity for a guy like Desmond Bane, where it made a lot of sense. And I could see Julian doing some of the same things, or the Nuggets trying some of the same things with Julian Strother, telling him, hey, we're going to have you initiate offense, not be the one who's receiving the ball, somebody who is initiating everything. And I could see that working. I could absolutely see that working, and or at least I could see Denver sort of figure some things out where they give him an opportunity to showcase what he can do, run some pick and roll with him and guys like PJ Hall, guys like Deron Holmes, and see how it works. That's what Summer League is for. It's not for winning. though Denver and their talent, especially how old their talent is, should be able to make it. Seeing in the comments that Harrison Wind is saying the Nuggets are not interested in Gary Trent Jr., not surprised by that in the slightest. Yeah. Okay. Jalen Pickett, as I mentioned, by the way, appreciate you talk about the Murray reporting. I'm just not going to talk about this. Like, I know that there's questions about it. I have been told that Denver will get it done. And if Denver's going to get it done, then great. Yeah. But it is a very sore spot for everybody involved. I will say that. On the Jalen Pickett front, what I want to see from him is getting by people. I would like to see him be able to leverage his ball handling. He's not the most athletic guy, but he's a strong guy. I would like to see him be able to leverage that, get by people, use his size, use his smarts, be a playmaker, and then finish at the rim. There are certainly things that he can't do, but I don't want to, like, write him off. Because there are certainly reasons to believe that Jalen Pickett will get some opportunities. Like, if you think about Murray's health situation, if you think about the fact that Denver right now doesn't have a backup point guard, we all expect it to be Russell Westbrook at some point, but there is a possibility that that is not the case, then Jalen Pickett right now is penciled in for backup point guard minutes. So how does he look? How does he handle that? What does it seem to do? Can he lead a unit? And like I mentioned with Monte Morris, there is a precedent for Denver having a point guard that did not play in one season and then suddenly was a good positive asset in the next year. Pickett can see the floor really well. He can operate on the switch. He's not going to be much of a shooter, but he has to get better there. And if he's going to be on the floor, whether it's next to Murray, whether it's next to Jokic, got to be able to shoot. He talked about this yesterday or Tuesday. And I think that there is an opportunity there because Murray can play off the ball. Jokic is malleable completely. If those two, let's say it's Pickett and Jokic, if they play together, I could see them working well because they both have a high basketball IQ. And usually when you put guys together that have a basketball IQ, it works. Think about like Rajon Rondo and LeBron James. This is obviously at a vastly different level, but I do think that Pickett is capable. It's going to come down to opportunity for him, and it's going to come down to whether Michael Malone believes in it happening. I'm not saying he's right or wrong, one way or the other, but I do want to see it. Like, if Denver made this their plan to sign him to a full-time contract, to make it, like, give him a guaranteed roster spot for multiple years, if that is the plan, or was the plan, then I'd at least like to see it fail, rather than not see it at all. And so, the fact that Reggie Jackson played 82 games last year was a travesty, and it was clearly a flaw in Michael Malone and the team's plan. That was a bad thing that they did. And it is important, in my opinion, to use the entire roster and keep everybody healthy and make sure that even if they did get a Russell Westbrook or somebody else on the point guard market, that Pickett still finds a way onto the court at times. He doesn't have to play all the time. And if they don't get anybody, then he's going to have to. But to me, I just would like to see him run the team really well, operate well with the ball in his hands. I want to see him mix it up a little bit. I want to see him tough. I want to see him bust his ass. And most important thing for him is just to play with some confidence and know that he is ready, and then to showcase that to the team. That'd be great. Okay, let's take another break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the front court logjam and any of the other guys that you have questions about. Hit me up in the comments on this podcast, or if you're in the chat, ask me some questions about the other players on the Nuggets roster on the other side. We'll be right back on Pickaxe and Roll.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hear that? That's what cooked when you order juicy beef sounds like. The steaming hug of two slices of melted cheese, the crunch of tangy pickles and sliced onions, all topped with a toasted sesame seed bun. That's the sound of a McDonald's Quarter Pounder with cheese.
Fresh beef at participating U.S. McDonald's. Excludes Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
Segment Pickaxe and Roll. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. Appreciate all the love and support on the podcast. One question here from Little Gaming Moments. I assume Tyus Jones is still out of our price range and he would take more money on a bad team before joining us on a minimum in the event we don't get Russ. Tyus Jones would be great. I just do not expect him to be available. He's wanted over $15 million a year. I think you will get that from the Wizards at some point. They're not just going to let him walk. If you remember, the Wizards quite literally traded Kristaps Porzingis and two first-round picks in order to get Tyus Jones, along with other things. Like, that was insane. So allowing him to go would be insane. I'd be very frustrated if I were Tyus Jones. Or, like, I'd be, like, just not necessarily sure about Washington in that case. Okay, let's talk about some of the other guys. Front court. Hunter Tyson, Daron Holmes, PJ Hall. Those are going to be the three guys that start. Beginning with Hunter Tyson, he's been shooting the cover off the ball in practices. I expect him to start at the three and then play some four over the course of the entire time. I'm expecting him to get a lot of opportunities. He's going to be a secondary driver when he catches the ball if he doesn't immediately have a shot. He has the capability to put the ball on the deck a little bit. He's not super athletic. He does have a bunch of burst. Going to struggle to get by guys. But summer league is not necessarily the time where that's going to show up. If you remember your first team all summer league last year. And so I could see him getting it again. That'd be cool. What a storyline that would be. Hunter Tyson getting back-to-back first team summer league. And then, like, hopefully that would be a great opportunity for him to break into the rotation. But I just don't really expect it this year with where Denver's rotation is at. Like, you got Michael Porter, Aaron Gordon, Peyton Watson, just as your first three guys. Dario Saric, Daron Holmes, Vlatko Chanchar is also coming back. I just don't necessarily expect there to be a bunch of time for Hunter Tyson, but look, Denver's got some weakness in their shooting, and it would be nice to see him continue to shoot the cover off the ball. He's been their best shooter in practices so far, over Julian Strother, over anybody else. And if Denver does need some shooting, wouldn't be the worst idea in the world to throw out Hunter, because kind of like with Pickett, he was drafted for a reason. And the reason in Hunter's case was shooting at the forward position. So that to me makes a lot of sense if Denver has Michael Porter go down for a game or two, Aaron Gordon, Peyton Watson. I'd like to see Hunter get some opportunities at some point. Like, it wouldn't make a lot of sense for him to just sit on the bench like that. So, look, we will see what happens. Denver, I think, needs to be more creative with their rotations no matter what. So, whether it's Hunter Tyson or somebody else, who knows? Deron Holmes, I think a lot of people thought, hey, they're getting a backup center, getting a great guy who can kind of fill in as the backup center for the team. He's not going to play center initially for Denver, I don't think. He's going to play next to PJ Hall, and Hall is going to be their primary five. But I do think that Deron Holmes will be the roaming rim protector behind him, kind of like the way that Peyton Watson does it for the second unit for Denver, or that somebody like a Jaren Jackson Jr. would do it for a team like Memphis. A good example there, where you get a big man who's not necessarily like this high flyer. PJ Hall is not going to be blocking a lot of shots. I think that Deron Holmes will get an opportunity to do that. And I think that by playing power forward, it will simplify things for him a little bit. Denver involves their center more than they do their power forward in all of their sets. And it just wouldn't surprise me if Deron Holmes is camping out at the three-point line a little bit more than people expect. I don't expect them to be super involved, and that's fine initially. Now, I'd like to see them kind of shift up their rotations at some point. One of the rotations that I would expect from Denver is to have them start Trey Alexander next to Jalen Pickett, slide Julian Strother to the three, Hunter Tyson to the four, and Deron Holmes to the five. And then you can see what happens when you've got a little bit more of a small unit. Everybody can shoot, everybody can space, everybody can drive. And that to me will be a good time for seeing what Deron Holmes can handle at the center spot. Although, the read I get on that is that he's not necessarily going to be great out of the gate, just because it takes a little bit of time to adjust. That could be false, and maybe he's great immediately, and I'd love to see that. But I just wouldn't write the story on him after his first two games. I'm not expecting him to be awesome immediately. I think he will be better in games 3, 4, and 5 than he is in games 1 and 2. So keep that in mind when you're evaluating Holmes initially. And then PJ Hall, as I mentioned. He's a guy who is, I think he's going to be really good at like a summer league, G League level. He's going to be one of those guys that can see the floor, is very smart. He was hitting some backdoor passes to Hunter Tyson and Deron Holmes and guys like that in scrimmages. He can see the floor as a pivot, as like the fulcrum guy for the five, where operating the DHO game, operating at the high post, kind of like what Jokic does. And I could definitely see him continuing to do that at the summer league level. If the Nuggets are willing to cut, if they're not like getting swallowed up at like immediately in the paint. But if that's the case, you might see some high assist games from a guy like PJ Hall, which could be a surprise. He can figure some things out, and I think he will be a pretty solid like post guy. Going to be undersized, not necessarily going to finish that well. But if he can finish at all, maybe grab some rebounds, I could see him having like a 15, 12, and 5 assist kind of game. While, like, and especially kind of early on, where Holmes is playing more off ball, not necessarily involved with the action as much, I could see him having some good games. We will see what happens where Denver kind of shifts him around. Hall can shoot a little bit. not going to shoot as much as somebody like Holmes, somebody like Hunter Tyson. But I do think that he's got some capabilities for sure. Gosh. The comments are just like, like, I'm talking about the summer league guys. I am not talking about Jamal Murray or Michael Porter right now. But for all intents and purposes, they do not matter for this conversation. Other guys outside of the starting lineup, like I mentioned, Trey Alexander, he's got a fan in Michael Malone, thinks he can play on and off the ball, will be good offensively and defensively. The hope is that somebody like that can flash a little bit in summer league, get out in the open floor. I could see him turning defense into offense. Visually, he looks like Anfernee Simons, just like his face, his style. I can absolutely see that as part of his game. He's going to need to shoot a little bit. He's going to need to be a better spacer, I think, than he's been so far in his career. He likes to go off the dribble a little bit. He compared his game, or at least guys that he looks up to in the league, Jamal Murray, Kyrie Irving, DeJounte Murray. Not necessarily the guys that you're looking for when you're looking for three-point shooters, even though they can shoot the three. Those guys all love to dribble the air out of the ball a little bit, fade into the mid-range, navigate, get into the floater zone, things like that. I wonder whether Trey is good enough to handle that. If he is, then Denver probably has a gem, like a, what is it called? Is something in the grass, a gem in the grass, whatever it's called. Expression that I can't remember off the top of my head because I'm 41 minutes into this podcast. I think that he can diamond in the rough. There it is. A gem in the grass. Diamond in the rough. Hell yeah. Let's go. God, it's been a long week, folks. I am collecting keys for a new apartment in 2 days, along with all the other stuff that I've been doing. And it's hot as hell in Denver right now. I'm expecting Trey Alexander to be pretty good. I would like to see him start a couple of the games towards the latter half of summer league. And I think that he can definitely do it. He's one of those guys that I'm looking forward to watching because I haven't seen him a ton and would just love to see what he looks like with the ball in his hands a little bit, but also like second side, DHOs, pick and rolls, things like that. See what he can do. And then the last thing, and NBA Chicken, shout out to NBA Chicken. Who do you think could take the final two-way spot? Good opportunity to talk about some of the other guys on the roster. I think if I'm looking at some of the other names out there, Parker Brown is probably not going to take it. Listed at 6'10", 235, he's a big guy. I actually interviewed Parker Brown. You're going to see something up on MileHighSports.com tomorrow. Got to get a couple minutes with him. We'll be writing up a little bit of story on that. Probably not expecting it to happen for Parker, but who knows? Maybe he showcases some stuff. He looked pretty good in the scrimmage, just like sees the floor pretty well, understands what he's got to do in the dribble handoff game. Other guys that Denver kind of got the Exhibit 10 contracts for, Jalen Williams of Auburn, not the Jalen Williams or Jalen Williams of the OKC Thunder. Jameer Young of Maryland, he's somebody that maybe they decide to go for. And then Gabe McLaughlin, who's a little bit of a bigger forward, borderline a big man at this point. He's somebody that I think that they also signed to an Exhibit 10. So those are probably the guys that I would expect. But I do think that if I had to guess, the final two-way spot will not be on Denver's roster. Denver, at this point, they love to canvas the league. They love to look at what other guys are doing. Anybody that's not already locked up to a contract, a two-way contract or a full-time deal for teams, I think that there's at least a way for Denver to offer one of those contracts or offer a two-way to one of those guys, kind of entice them to be in Denver's summer league program. Or not summer league, but like their G League program, and then hopefully a full-time roster spot if things go well at that point. So I couldn't really tell you. But off the inside track, I would guess the guys that already got the Exhibit 10s, that would be the front runners in that case. Okay. Nothing crazy here. I think that the Nuggets are... like, I'm excited to watch Denver play. It's not at the top of my list of things to do for the summer, but I am excited to see Denver play again. Will be interesting to see what happens. Obviously, Jamal Murray played for Team Canada last night against the USA. Didn't look particularly good. I wonder how Serbia looks going forward. They're doing some closed-door scrimmages against the Netherlands, I think, where Jokic was averaging like 2 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists, which is on brand for sure. But we'll see. We will see what happens. I'm looking forward to it. Hope everybody's having a good night. And let me know what you think about the stakes for the Nuggets in this summer league. What is at stake for them for sure? Brian, what are you most looking forward to tomorrow? I'll say Deron Holmes just being on the floor. Like, it's always a great moment for rookies to get on the floor and you get to see them for the first time. Even if he doesn't play well, that's just like a very exciting thing for everybody. So if there's something to sort of take away, not always going to be perfect. And Summer League is never that. Like, you get through one quarter of Summer League and you're like, okay, what are we actually watching here? But that'll be very interesting to see. Okay, that's going to do it for this episode of Pickaxe and Roll, brought to you by our good friends over at Number 38 and Bet Online. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. Appreciate all the love and support on the podcast, as always. Not sure if I'm going to do another podcast this week. Again, I'm collecting keys. I've got some things that I'm doing, but might see some content with myself and Swipa. Hopefully we could do a Weekends with Swipa episode. That'd be great. And if not, then you'll probably hear from me next week. Everybody, thank you so much for tuning into the show. Hit that like button, hit that subscribe button on the way out. I will talk to you guys very soon.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Wake up to a delicious morning with your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. Now just $2, only in the app. Choose from a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Just $2, only in the app. That's a deal as irresistible as the sandwiches themselves. Plus, you'll save time by ordering ahead in the app. Offer valid one time per day from July 29th through September 1st at participating McDonald's. Must opt in to rewards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.